The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Definitely one of the most special moments in my career and achievements.
Serb tennis player Novak Djokovic is the first singles player to capture the career Golden Masters.
Making a history of the sport that I truly love is a great privilege and honor, and something that I'll be very proud of for the rest of my life.
What's the career Golden Masters? It's all nine ATP World Tour Masters 1000 events, including Canada, Indian Wells, Madrid, Miami, Monte Carlo, Paris, Rome, and Shanghai. The missing and elusive piece to Djokovic's quest was Cincinnati.
Obviously, this trophy has been a motivation, big motivation for me, but at the same time, I tried not to think about the pressure of really making a history too much.
That's because he had several chances.
I tried for five times, I didn't succeed, and I kept on coming here, and I felt, to be honest, more pressure every time that I kept coming.
But always a class act, Federer used most of his time with the media to praise Djokovic.
This is an amazing accomplishment, and I hope he's extremely proud and extremely happy about this moment.
Playing this well, will he add another U.S. Open trophy in 2 weeks?
What was that question, sir? Yeah.
200 time lucky, isn't it?
200 European Tour golf tournaments played, and Paul Waring of England finally gets a win.
I've been through a few ups and downs in my career with injuries, some good golf played, a few other bits and bobs along the way. So, you know, actually to finally get across the line, I'm, you know, absolutely ecstatic right now.
Waring survived a one-hole playoff against South African Thomas Aiken to win the Nordea Masters in Sweden. For many players, it's a relatively short trip to play the Czech Masters in Prague. South African Hayden Porteous will be there. He's the defending champion.
To obviously win Czech Masters and, you know, have a girlfriend from Czech, always nice to come here, and it's starting to feel more and more like home.
And a few rising stars will be swinging the clubs, like recent winner of the Fiji International Open, Ganjit Bular of India.
You know, a lot of the young players out of India are really getting inspired like us, and they really want to come out here and, you know, try their skills. And I think overall it's a great opportunity for Indian fans as well.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.